cosmos, maybe I could a little bit more expand on the energy body to show more the conclusion of what I already have there, namely that now I'm just talking that it's not just that there are different bodies here, it's a physical body and there is an energy body inside, but it's more like different levels of realizations of or understandings of ways of seeing our body. As a thing where you put food into, you know, and seeing from that way the cells and molecules, organs and things like that. But then when you step a little behind and above that, then you can see the energy body, as many are talking about and doing, having experiences of. Experiences then that the rest of us may think of as mystical experiences or, well, the materialists or steeped in that philosophy and are not allowed to see anything beyond the physical. They may say it's just hallucinations. But when you are here, then another dimension, another level of the body starts to appear, and that is the perspective that you find there in Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine of the pranic body. And what we have kind of seen here so far by looking at what our science today, you know, our empirical observations and experiments and so on have shown us beyond a doubt, or at least as science would have it, although of course we can always doubt and things always, you know, knowledge always has room for expanding and being refined. But we talk about electricity and electromagneticism. These are words humans have made for energy acting in certain ways. So we have an energy, and yes, we think electricity, because that's what they say, that both the sense inputs, the five senses that are here in our body, that what they get, what the eyes get and what the other senses get, are exist in form of electromagnetic pulses or vibrations or whatever. And from those, you know, we just spoke about it, everything that goes on there inside, including the brain and the senses and the nerves, is also going on in the form of electric signals This is basic science. And also the other senses, the working senses, are driven by electric signals as well. When a muscle, strong muscle, contracts to lift something heavy and do some important work, that is a little electric signal in each of the fibers of that muscle. Electrochemical signals, as they call it, and yes, it makes that muscle, that fiber contract. And what makes certain muscles strong and others weak, I guess, that this contraction power there, which I guess can be attributed to that electric pulse there, is stronger. It makes sense to me, at least. So what we have then, and we go further, that the very atoms, you know, first of all, the cells where things are going on, we're looking at the brain cells, it's about electricity going on there. And we go down further down. The atoms, molecules, atoms. Again, it's an energy there. As Max Planck put it, a force field. Plus, minus, attraction or repulsion, what do you call it? That's really what's going on there. So again, we're talking about this pranic energy. So, when we take the next step and understand that that pranic energy is subtle, it belongs to the Bhuvarloka, and it's, again, just another level of the mind-body. So all that energy body there is controlled by the mind body. And therefore the mind is so important for our health, for instance. And also why mental healing works. But also why one should be careful with stress and so on, and negativity. So anyway, talking like this.